Unit 4. Focus on listening 2. International Friendship Club. You will hear a student telephoning a university friendship club, which helps promote understanding between students of different nationalities and cultures. The conversation is in two parts. Listen to the first part of the conversation and answer questions 1 to 5.
Two, four, double, six. Simon speaking.
Hello. Is that the right number for the International Friendship Club?
Yes, that's right. How can I help?
I picked up a copy of your newsletter in the Students' Union, and I was wondering if you could tell me a bit more about the club.
Yes, of course. We set up the club 3 years ago as a way of promoting international understanding. So we've been established for a while now, and there are meetings every Thursday evening, during term time, that is.
Thursday, right.
Yes. We usually show a film or maybe run a competition of some kind, but mostly it's an opportunity for people to get together, relax, make friends. And we also produce a regular newsletter. I think you said you'd seen a copy of that.
The newsletter? Yes, it looked interesting.
So you know it's got loads of information about what's on in the area, and about living in Britain in general. We also have quite a busy social program with outings to places of interest like London or Oxford.
Sounds great.
And one other thing to mention, we like to encourage people to attend regularly and play a real part in the club. So we give special certificates as a reward for active participation. It's something you can put on your CV, for example.
I see. And I meant to ask, does it cost anything to join? Is there a fee?
Yes. Membership costs £5 for a term, but you can save a bit of money if you pay for the whole academic year. Then it's only £12 instead of £15. That doesn't include special trips, but they're subsidized by the university, so they're not too expensive. The Oxford trip only costs £10, for example.
Now listen to the second part of the conversation and answer questions 6 to 10.
So, how do I go about joining?
Right. Well, I'll take a few details now, if I may, so I can send you a welcome pack. That's got all the information you need. Then, if you're happy to go ahead, perhaps you could send us a check for your membership fee.
Fine.
Okay. So, could I have your name, please?
Maria Lanzarek.
Sorry. Could you spell that for me?
Yes. Lanzarek. L-A-N-Z-E-R-A-C.
Right. And where are you from, Maria? I should be able to tell from your accent, but...
Don't worry. Most people think I'm from Australia, but I'm actually South African.
Oh, that's somewhere I've always wanted to go. Now, your address. Do you live in the city?
Yes, I'm staying at 47 March Street, Southville.
47... Sorry, what was the street name again?
March Street, like the month.
Okay, so you haven't got far to come, have you? And how old are you, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm 22. 23 next month, actually.
Right. And last but not least, I just need to know what course you're doing.
Art history. I'm on the MA course.
Fantastic. Well, I think that's all I need for now. You should get the pack in the post tomorrow. Just give me a call if you've got any questions.
Thanks. Bye.